We're a fucking good team. That are the words that Richard Pant used to describe LSG season. They are dead last. And yeah, they are a fucking good team. I thought they would do a lot better this year. They have a star-studded lineup. They've used 5-6 different opening batters this season. They can't put it together. I'm not sure what LSG's deal is, but it hasn't worked for them. But they are a fucking good team. And he said that during the post-match interview, but during the game for me was one of this. That wasn't that dumbest thing. The dumbest thing was what he did during the game. He almost ran out his mate who was going to score 100. This is the setup here. I was trying to explain this to everyone in the office. To score 100 in cricket, it's the pinnacle thing you want to do. It's the pinnacle score. When you retire, they look back at your career, they say, how many hundreds did you score? This was an opportunity for Mitch Marsh to score another 100 in the IPL. It's the final over. He has 6 balls and he needs 9 runs to get to the 100. And on this first ball, Jofra Archer bowls a beautiful bouncer. It goes over the shoulder of Mitch Marsh. Richard Pant just runs straight down the wicket trying to get the bye. Mitch Marsh is like, yeah, nah, mate, I'm not doing that. I'm not taking the run. I'm trying to go for my 100. We're coming last. Richard Pant turns around. Jofra gets the ball off the keeper. He throws down the stumps, and Richard Pant would be out, run out. And this was just so dumb because you have to have that cricket IQ. You're dead last on the table. The extra run isn't going to matter. It's more important for Mitch Marsh to score his 100 in this instance. Like, Mitch Marsh staying at that end is going to score you more runs than Pant would. He's on fire right now. He's doing really, batting really well. And look, you go to Mitch Marsh's face. Look at Mitch Marsh. He's like, bro, like, I'm not running. He's like, yeah, nah, mate. Like, what are you doing? I'm trying to score the 100. And then Pant just laughed it off on the way out. He's like, oh, yeah, we're a fucking good team. That's what his vibes were as he walked back to the dugout. He should have got the 100. He didn't actually end up getting the 100. Yeah, I think that actually just ruined Mitch Marsh's rhythm. But Jofra Archer did bowl a very, very good over. But yes, LSG, they're a fucking good team. And Richard Pant, I think, just pulled off the dumbest thing of the week. Sparky from Dude Perfect was in the office, and I put him to the test answering, can you guess the IPL teams with their logos? It's everyone's favorite segment, and he gave me some really good ones. My favorite one is the Gujarat Titans, what he said for that. We're going to run the clip here on this. Here's Sparky in the studio.
It's going to be the Locomotives.
The Locomotives! The chat loved this. The chat loved the Locomotives. In the Twitter chat, we had Locomotives, they're going all the way this year. Let's go, Locomotives. The Locomotives are now the new name for the team, but that's what we're calling them, the Gujarat Titans. Not that good a name. Locomotives, much better. Get some Thomas the Tank Engine in there. They're actually doing very well this season. They're moving up. They're going to make the play. They've qualified. They made the playoffs. Didn't have them in my top four, honestly, at the start of the year, but they are in there. Locomotives, that's they're moving on. They're to the finals. Then we got Sparky here. Mumbai. He's going to name the Mumbai.
Mumbai Tsunami.
Mumbai Tsunami. I mean, this one is up there with the Hurricanes and the Cyclones, the Tsunami. Yeah, no one knows what this is. Like, if anyone knows what this is, please comment below what this is, what it represents. We don't know. No one knows. It's a hurricane, it's a cyclone, it's a tsunami, it's a Beyblade, it's a razor blade. Like, people have been guessing what this is. Somehow this is the Indians somehow. But yes, yeah, Tsunami. Love this one. Love this one. The next one we got. And then it gets classic. Everyone goes. We can let this roll. The Lions. Everyone loves the Lions. Everyone loves the Knights. That's just absolute classic. The Royal Lions. RCB Royal Lions. He didn't want to go elephants here. He went Mastodons. I love that. Big tusks. The Phoenix. This is actually his least favorite of the logos.
Rajasthan Royalty.
He was so close here. Royalty.
So close.
Punjab Pride. This was my, like, Simba 2.
Triple Tigers.
Pride. And the Triple Tigers. Triple Tigers. Yeah, the IPL have a real problem with their logos. No one understands why the logo is the way that they are. Especially when Lions and Tigers, like, the Lions aren't that native to India, or they're not, like, that big. I don't know. The Tigers, I don't know. They got to figure out what they're doing with that. I mean, this is actually a great segment. And if you're tuning into the show, most of you have been tuning into the show from the IPL logo series. So thanks for tuning in, guys. Thanks for being here. There'll be a lot more coming. If you have any leagues that you want me to do logos for, let me know in the comments below. But yes, that was Sparky. He was in the studio from Dude Perfect naming the IPL logos. My grandma would roll over in her grave if she saw a Suryavanshi bat. When I grew up playing cricket, my grandma, she loved cricket. But Suryavanshi just hits the ball so high, so far. He hits so many sixes. When I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to hit sixes. I was not allowed. My grandma grew up watching Don Bradman, and he would say, well, you can't get out if you don't hit the ball in the air. You can't get out if you hit the ball in the air. If you hit the ball on the ground, you can't get out because no one can catch you out. And so I wasn't allowed to hit sixes. The rule was, my grandma enforced the rule, I can only hit a six once I get 100. And the day I got my first 100, the very next ball, I hit that ball for six. And that would be the only six that I ever hit. I always had to keep the ball on the ground. And Suryavanshi at 15 years old, is hitting grown men, the best bowlers in the world, for six. He has the most sixes in the IPL right now. And he is going to go on and potentially be the greatest cricketer ever if he keeps fit and healthy and he's well looked after and he's put into the test team. Sachin came in at a young age. He was 17, 18, 19 when he kind of like came up, started playing against Australia and started playing his cricket, and he has become the greatest cricketer ever, arguably outside of Don Bradman and everyone. You can argue who that person is. But having Suryavanshi be 15 years old and hit with the power that he does, like at 15, I wasn't even allowed to hit the ball in the air. And now Suryavanshi is out here doing absolutely amazing things. I can't wait to see what the future holds for him and how he develops into a cricketer. We are looking at one of the most amazing cricketers ever. And actually, in a touching moment, Justin Langer asked to get Suryavanshi's picture. Justin Langer, one of the greatest cricketers of all time, came to Suryavanshi and asked him for a photo. And then Justin Langer said that he would cherish it forever. And he would have that picture. It would be really special and mean a lot to him. This kid is going to go places, and I can't wait to see the future of Suryavanshi. In the That's Cricket moment of the week, there was a divot created in the pitch and the game had to be postponed or shut down after just four balls. And this was in the West Indies final, domestic league over there. And then a Reddit thread started posting about this and someone left a comment, it only took four balls and show me that. So I made a clip, I'll put this up. I got a million views since we posted it. You can see right there with the circle that the ball hit the ground and took a chunk of the dirt out of the ground. This is the four balls. That's ball one, that's ball two, actually quite wide, ball three. And then ball four makes a divot and takes a bit of the surface out of the pitch. Now, this makes the ground dangerous to play on. There was a scenario here a few weeks ago where a whole game had to be abandoned because this exact pitch was dangerous, deemed dangerous, because the ball can jump up, hit you in the head. A couple of weeks ago, a guy got hit in the head off Jaden Seals, and they thought the same issue would happen. And you guys in the comments were leaving some great comments, and someone asked a great question. Jawbroken asked, explain in MLB terms, and before I could even jump in there and do anything, the chat got in there and left some really good answers. So, what does it mean in baseball terms if Angel Hernandez prepped the pitch? If you know, you know. That's exactly right. That's the pitch was not prepped correctly, and Angel Hernandez probably prepped the pitch. We also got other comments here, like when the pitcher bowls a ball from the front, but the ball comes from behind. Imagine the ball, like pitcher throwing the ball, you lose sight of it, and then all of a sudden it's just behind you. That also can be a way to explain it. And then we have others. There's a lot more here. If the mound and the home plate are crooked. Those are also other ones where it was like, if the ball is magically like zoomed up out of the air. Obviously, the ball isn't bouncing in baseball, so it's hard to do the comparison. But Angel Hernandez, if he curated the pitch, that would be what it was like. So we started the segment off with, we're a fucking good team. We're ending with, f*** you. This is where cricket is at. This is That's Cricket. Tim David decided he'd put up two fingers, and we look to the chat here. It's actually like this. It's actually this. This is the image that was floating around, and I made a video pointing out everything in this video. Now, if you don't know Tim David, you wouldn't know any different, but brother knows. This is not Tim David. This is an AI brother, and I pointed out in my video that this whole thing is AI. His hand is not even holding up the middle finger. He's using his index fingers in both hands. And the image of him isn't him. The real clip came off a bad, you know, video quality, and they've obviously taken the video quality, the image of the video quality, and they've put it into AI to generate it, make it look 4K. And this is what spat out. And the chat was hilarious on my comments, because look at the other bloke there. Who do you think that is? That's meant to be Duffy. And I'm like, no, 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 that's not Duffy. That's if Duffy and Santner had a baby and AI generated it. That's what that is. And this is Tim David's AI brother, and we both got the index fingers. Like, it was hilarious. You guys love this. This was such a great video. I just thought it was so funny because it was real. He did stick up the fingers, but AI here, the AI slop kind of got in the way, and we had Dim David and Duffy and Santner's baby.